So as I sit here at the board and I look across and there's Kevin there, you know, and he's got his microphone, and there's Molly over here and she's got her microphone, and I'm thinking, it's Fun with Flags with Amy and Sheldon, and they're so cool. Kevin's playing Sheldon and Molly's playing Amy, but Molly's the one we're going to be talking to. In real life, when she's not part of some kind of on-the-air broadcasting shtick, Molly Hinderaker is a planning technician with the city of Duluth. And the city of Duluth is thinking about a new city flag. Molly, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Great to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about this whole city flag thing. Does Duluth have a flag now?
You're right. Yeah, Duluth does have a flag right now. It was adopted in 1979, I believe, so it hasn't been around too long. But
excuse me. Or did you say it has or it has not been around too long?
Has not been around
too long. Okay, very good. Very good. I'm looking at this board and I'm saying this board was probably made in 1979 and it's just fine, but all right. So at any rate, 1979, what does it look like?
Sure. So it's got a general like cross design, mainly green, blue, and white. It's got our city seal right in the center and some fleur-de-lis, I think two of them in each corner. So it's been around, but I would say that not a lot of people know about it. And
no.
That's kind of what we heard during our comprehensive planning process, and that's how this project came to be. So we're trying to create a new flag that is more recognizable by all of Duluthians.
Well, and obviously, you know, everybody's got a marketing and promotion department now. And obviously, if the city has a marketing and promotion department, they didn't know much about the flag because nobody's really seen it. But that's all right. How did this whole flag issue come up? At some point, did somebody say, hey, you know, we've got a flag? Well, how come nobody knows what it looks like? I mean, how did this discussion, how did the missing flag or the fact that we have a flag sort of float back into the consciousness of the powers that be?
Sure. So as I kind of mentioned earlier, it came up during our comprehensive plan, the Imagine Duluth 2035.
Okay.
I believe it was during one of the vision committee meetings. So it was a bunch of community members kind of identified it as almost a missed opportunity. Because when it came down to it, no one really knew that we had a city flag for the most part. And there had been a lot of talk recently. There's been a TED Talk that kind of inspired other cities to redesign a new flag. So we put it in our plan. It was adopted by City Council in 2018. So we're just trying to implement our comprehensive plan. And this is one of our first projects to do that.
Now, I'm kind of curious about this TED Talk business. What was the thrust of the TED Talk? I mean, TED Talks are usually really kind of inspiring. They get people fired up, and obviously, I missed an opportunity to be inspired by not watching this, for example. But what was it about the speaker that got people thinking, "Oh, this is a bandwagon we need to get on"?
It was a TED Talk by Roman Mars, and I believe he specializes in kind of more design-focused topics.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so he really went into explaining why city flags matter, why they're important, because at first glance, people are kind of like, oh, city flags, who cares about that? But then once you get to start talking about flags, then you realize that you're actually pretty passionate about it. Really, from the TED Talk, I would say people are just inspired by the opportunity to kind of create something that gets people fired up about Duluth.
It's really interesting when you get into a conversation about design, because, that's something else that we don't think too much. We're surrounded by design, but we don't really think about the role of design in our life and how design can manipulate us, make us feel good, make us feel bad, make us feel, you know, that missed opportunity that you mentioned. And when you start to talk with artists and designers, and they are so passionate about what they do, and part of that passion is their conviction, I think, that we don't pay attention to design and that we should pay attention to design. So they have this energy and this zeal to try to, you know, get us to pay a little bit more attention. Now, a city seal is a thing that a city needs to have, and yet it's usually pretty detailed, pretty ornate. I mean, there's usually a lot of different components in it. And from a design standpoint, air quotes, It's not really very clean. It's hard to read from a distance because it usually has so many elements crammed into it. As the process is going on, what are people saying about the city seal? It needs to be a part of it, or we need a big lake or something.
Yeah, I would say that the city seal was probably one of the big drivers in this project. The current flag that has the seal on it was seen as being too busy. Like you said, you can't really see what the seal is from far away. Seals are great for being on pieces of paper, and they're important city icon in that sense, but not necessarily for a flag. When you see something flapping in the wind, you're not going to be like, oh, that's the city of Duluth flag with the seal on
right.
it. So
it could be anything. It exactly. could be anybody's city seal.
Yeah, exactly. And from far away, they all look the same. They're just muddled
right.
circles, basically. So I would say a big element of flag design is to not include seals. That's what we've seen in our research so far. But if someone feels that they'd like to design a flag with the seal, that's okay too, because we are taking entries for flag designs. But that's something that was identified and noticed on the past flag.
Yeah, they're kind of, you know, unless the flag is as big as a small car, it really is pretty difficult to see the details. Were there some other guidelines or other reactions that kind of came out in the design process? Was there any kind of direction given? For example, city seals are usually a bad idea because whatever, for these design element reasons. Were there any other recommendations that came out of the conversation?
Yeah, so from the TED Talk and other kind of flag-related materials, there are five basic principles, and a couple more of those would be to keep it simple. And a rule of thumb is, so if a child can draw it, that way you keep it as simple as possible, really. And then also just to use 2 to 3 basic colors. If you go any more than that, it's harder to recognize the flag. And so I would say that those are two pretty important basic principles that have been outlined for the project.
Kevin's got his crayons over there now. He's working on, he just found them in his pocket because he has little children, and so now he's working on his flag design.
Perfect.
I can see him doing it.
That is.
here you go. I got you.
That is a good point. I mean, my 5-year-old, she loves flags, and part of the Montessori method, I think, that they assign each of the students a flag that kind of represents them. She had the India flag when she was in Montessori school, but she enjoys, we have the Atlas, and she makes each of the flags. Her goal is to make each one of those flags out of construction paper and whatever kind of art materials we have. So the point that you have about it being so simple that a child could do is something that is also entertaining for a child.
Well, and there's no reason why, whether or not you submit them into the competition or not, but there's no reason why, if you've got little folks, that you can't encourage them to come up with a flag design. And who knows? I mean, your daughter could be the next Duluth flag designer. You never know.
Yeah, we'd love for that to happen. We actually have had a number of kids send in some entries. I think the youngest age right now is 6 years old, so any ages we're open to in the flag contest.
Will they be available for viewing, all those submissions?
Yeah, we are going to publish all of the flags that were submitted and give a thanks to everyone who participated. So you can find that on our city website, and then also Imagine Duluth on social media. We'll post those too.
So we'll get some links set up so that folks can find out more about the guidelines for this. When is the competition deadline's coming up, like any minute now?
It is, yep. So it's Friday, this Friday, April 12th at 5 p.m. will be our deadline for the flag contest. And there's also a survey, too. So if you feel like you don't really want to draw out a flag, but you have an opinion about flags, we also have that option as well.
Yeah, because some people have, like, words and opinions instead of design abilities and opinions, as I've discovered. So what a wonderful opportunity. And as I mentioned, we'll get some links set up on this story so that it'll be easy for folks to find, and they can navigate around, and they can make sure that they can observe the deadline, find out how to submit their flag, all that sort of thing. Thank you so very, very much for coming in this morning, Molly. It's been super fun to have you here in the studios with us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been great.